Welcome back to Business Radio X Studio Partner Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, a phrase that you and I throw around quite a bit is social media amplification. What do we mean by that? How can we deliver that?
I think it's important to offer, especially to your clients, a kind of a roadmap of what could be done. This is kind of probably a case of the cobbler's shoes. Cobbler having no shoes, but we're not the best at this. But I like to recommend that before the show that the client kind of promotes, hey, next week I have blah, blah, blah coming on, and then do some social media around that. You can go out before the show and ask your social media followers, hey, I have this person on. Do you have any questions that I should ask them? Or you can tell them, hey, to listen in at this URL at this certain time. I think it's important during the show to have you or somebody on your team say, hey, we're on live now. Listen to blah, blah, blah. After the show, in case you missed it, here was the episode you missed. They talked about this. These are all opportunities you can be leveraging before, during, and after your show that kind of just keeps the conversation going, and it provides more value for your sponsors to show that you are trying your best to get the word out about their work and the show's work.
Speaking of the cobbler's kids not having shoes, I'm reminded of a tendency that I sometimes have. Something works so well, I just decide to quit doing it. But we've had some success, and I think we need to pick it back up, of doing like the sound check, doing Facebook Live or some kind of social media LinkedIn Live, yeah. For the sound check, keeping it kind of distinct from the radio show. But, you know, that generates a lot of buzz and has high perceived value for both the people in the room, the people, and the people underwriting the shows.